Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. Hey, you guys. First off, I want to thank you guys so much for being so patient with me and still tuning in, even though I did not drop a gem on you guys last week. But I'm back. I'm here. Thank you so much for having me. So this episode is just going to be, I'm going to let it, whatever come out that needs to come out. But I was having a conversation with one of my old supervisors from department. I just recently left. I was just talking about mental health, and we don't talk about it enough at all, especially not at work. And the crazy thing about it, or the cool thing about it, is supposedly this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. I thought that was in September, but the company's talking all about it, and it actually opened up a conversation, it opened up a lot, and it felt not good, but it felt like seen, having a conversation with somebody that feels a lot of the way that you feel. It felt good to bounce off ideas, bounce off ideas and different coping mechanisms that aren't harmful, that actually are really good, healthy mechanisms. And it just, y'all, I'm telling you, it felt amazing. I got lost in conversation, and I kid you not, we were probably sitting there for like at least an hour. And people don't have that conversation a lot, especially. I know I have people listening all over, but especially in Black communities, talking about your mental health isn't something that's really welcomed in our community. It's just pray about it. Oh, there's something's wrong with you. It's not that deep, or you're making it up. You're just doing it for attention. I've had that stuff said to me. And what's crazy is one of the people that said it to me, now they have their own mental health struggles. And I'm not like, oh, I'm happy you see how it feels. It's just like, don't downplay how somebody's feeling. Like, even like as far as with my kids, like even with my daughters, they're still learning. They're 3 and 4. Carter is showing a little bit of regression as far as potty training. She knows how to do it. She won't. She'll get bored, not bored, but she'll be playing and she'll just sit there and go to the bathroom on herself because she doesn't want to get up. And sometimes she'll cry because she's disappointed in herself. And I don't want to be like, this is your fault. You know better. I'm just like, it's okay. Your feelings are valid. I understand that you're upset with yourself, but you can talk to mommy about it. You don't have to throw a fit. And so some people it's like, nah, you need to whip her. You need to beat her. She needs to know that that's not okay. She can't be doing this and da la 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 la. Like, no, that's not the way. That's not how you handle people. And that's why so many people are out here broken and incapable of loving somebody or receiving love, because their feelings have been shut down since they were little, since they were babies. Like, this is what they were conditioned to do, is to just shut down. Nobody cares. There's no point in me speaking about it. And I know it might go on with in other cultures. I'm pretty sure it does, but I can only speak for what I've grew up in. And That's all I can say. Like, I can't speak for anybody else that didn't grow up in that situation. And I'm not saying it's just, like I said, in the Black community. I know it's in other communities. It's not just poor people. It's also rich people. Like, oh, you have money. Just pay that. Just shut up and just pay for this or whatever. Like, that doesn't make it okay. But I just, One of the main reasons for me having this podcast and working on growing my social media is for me to use those platforms to get the conversation going, to get more people talking about it, especially in the workplace. Because honestly, I'm 1000% sure more people actually spend time at work than they actually get to spend at home. Seriously. You're most likely working 9 to 5 or even longer. You might be working 12-hour days. You see your work family more than you see actual family. And when you're with your actual family, you're eating, getting people ready for bed, and repeating the cycle every single day. So if you do need to have a conversation, it might not happen because you're so tired and, oh, I'll bring it up tomorrow, or no, this person's schedule is different schedule, so you don't really have that time. So I really believe that having that conversation at work, obviously in a like a an environment that's not out in the open, maybe it's just like a small group or something like that that gets together, that does it, that just talks to each other, just checking in or whatever it is. Because like I said, 9 times out of 10 you're at work a lot more than you're actually at home. And having that time, having that chance, and for it to just organically happen, and both of us, I feel like both of us left that situation like feeling so much better. Not even just like the tips and stuff, but also knowing like, hey, I'm not alone in this. Like, I thought I was invisible, but there's other people out here like me that need to talk about it, and they don't have a way. Like, y'all, I did not ever think that that conversation would be had at work. But it makes sense. Because even at work, we hold so many hats, regardless of where you're at. I work in a warehouse, so there's many levels to it. There's people that work on the floor, people that work in dispatch, people that work in IT, people that work in HR. There's different type of departments that go into this warehouse, and everything has its own stressor. Like, the people on the floor might be stressing out the fact that this is the only job they have, and they can only work a certain amount of hours because they're not on full time, so they can't work 40 hours, they can work 37. You know, so people, and then the other time, like, it's just there's something going on with somebody at whatever level of the company that you're in, and we just need to have that conversation at work. I'm not saying take away from productivity, whatever you're doing, but honestly, it might increase productivity because talking about it, even if it's not a wonderful thing, just talking about it to someone, getting it out, either whether it's on paper or on a podcast or just whatever, just talking about it helps you so much. You guys, I love doing podcasts. I haven't done it because honestly, it slipped my mind. I even created, not I created, but I even flipped the whole entire desk just to so I can dedicate time to my businesses and doing my podcast. And sometimes, honestly, it slips away because it's like everything else is going on in my head or in my world. Like, I gotta make sure the kids are all right. I gotta make sure they got extra clothes for school. I gotta make sure they have food, they have snacks, they have clean sheets, whatever. Like, it's so much going on. So I'm not saying that my podcast isn't important to me. It's just, it got placed on the back burner this past 2 weeks. It has, but I'm back. We're gonna continue having this conversation. I already said a few episodes ago that I'm about to do a whole entire series about mental health, and I need to. God has put it on my heart to do this. God put it on my heart to create this podcast in the middle of a panorama. I'm not saying it's a word, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So I'm I'm done standing in my way. I'm done breaking my own heart, breaking you guys' heart. I know it might not be that deep, but it's helping somebody. But yeah, I'm excited for this series coming up. I know I might cry because it's something that really affects me. But yeah, I'm happy. I'm back. I hope you guys are happy that I'm back. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.